goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Snip Club, Snip Club, time for Snip Club. Don't want another kid, so it's time to get it done. Snip Club, Snip Club, join the Snip Club. Don't want to have another son.
After last night, Boxy, I can't wait for this. I'll give you the tip.
I bet. Well, we can't wait to hear about this later.
A lot of teasing going on at the
moment.
But,
Fev, tomorrow, so one more sleep. You and a group of men from around Melbourne who will all want to get the snip, you're going in together like a brotherhood.
Yes.
To support each other.
To get our cords burnt.
I love it because, you know, all of you have decided to go on your own is... You know,
yeah,
it's daunting.
It. Yeah.
It's nerve wracking.
Got to do it together.
You're doing this together.
Can't do things by ourselves.
And you're not going under. So a lot of guys we've spoken to, including our mate Husey, he's had the snip, but he went under general.
Everybody I've spoken to, Boxy's gone under a general.
You're brave not to.
And I love an anaesthetist coming in and sticking the needle in my arm and going one, two, three.
That sleep.
Bang.
I love that.
But Leon did an organised one with a... knockout procedure. So,
Dr. Snip.
Yeah. Interesting decision.
Dr. Snip's very experienced and has his
ways.
Well,
the good thing about Dr. Snip, we're going to get him on a bit later, Fev. And
I want the green stick, though.
You're going to get the green stick. That's the whistle, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had that whistle. It's done nothing.
Oh, mate. Really? I've had that before.
I had the whistle.
And I've had the gas.
Which is it? Oh, yeah. I have the gas every time I go to the dentist.
I had the gas.
He gasses
me. There was nothing wrong with me, but I had the gas.
Right, just had the gas.
It was.
But what did the whistle do? I had the whistle. I thought I broke my ankle.
It's like
I didn't.
Morphine. It just
did nothing for me.
Bang.
I don't think drugs affect me.
Okay, Do you want to test that out?
I sort of have, and it didn't affect me.
So I'm nervous, guys.
All right.
But
it's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, Byron's coming with me to hold my hand.
Yeah.
Well, Byron, are you now? Can we get to the bottom of this? Because there was some suggestion that you were going to go ahead and do it.
Well, people look at me and go, "Well, you're way too young to have that." So it's in many ways it's unbelievable
who
that a guy that looks so young would want to do it.
Who said that?
But I do have a 10-year-old son.
But
and
who
I,
said that?
What?
Who said that you look too young?
You just assume. I don't know. I'm sort of 95% that I would want to do it, but there's that 5%.
Oh, no, don't do it if you're not 100.
So I'm just going to sleep on it. I might join Fev and actually get it done.
Yeah. Well, you got no one to have kids with, so you might as well get it cut off.
Okay.
No
it
one
doesn't
would
get
want
cut
your
off.
Kids, surely. Okay.
You do a lot of dating, though. I am worried that someone's going to have a baby.
Okay, good stuff.
Imagine a couple of little cookies running around. Oh,
there's already one running around. He's one of the greatest kids ever.
Are you not worried there's more?
Because he's got a great mum.
He's got a great dad.
I just worry there could be more.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
With your addiction and everything.
Okay.
Is there any kid that looked like Gargamel out there? 13, 10, 60.
What's happened here?
Could be Byron's kid.
The key takeout for this is that the
Any
actual
little Smurfs running around.
The actual I look nothing like Gargamel from the Smurfs, and it's a horrific reference. Anyway, Dr. Snip, the actual doctor, will be on our show at 8:05 for any last minute questions that Fev and the other members of the Snip Club have. He will be live on air. Dr. Snip, 8:05 this morning.
Hey, I saw a billboard last night.
Did
first
you?
Time I've seen
Which
one.
Which one did you see?
You and me.
Oh, us together. Yeah. Where's that?
On the near the Westgate.
I haven't seen. Definitely haven't seen.
I didn't
see
Gargamel though.
No, that's a different one.
Where's the one with you with the salt pepper shakers?
I'm on the bigger one.
Which one? This is pretty big.
I think you're sort of bus bane packing them.
I was
somewhere.
Driving home. It was about 1:45. I'll tell you why later.
What did we look like?
Mate, we look good.
But which photos did they use?
I'm like shaking something. Like, have fun. It was like live, smile, or something.
Okay.
I just couldn't get my eyes.
Did I have my hands on my head or did
you were like on.
Oh, I don't remember doing
if
that.
If you've
photo
seen
shoot.
That billboard, the one that doesn't have me on it, please let us know where it is.
Driving into the city westbound.
Or more importantly, please let us know if you've seen one with Byron on it.
I doubt it.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, married at first sight, maths last night. Let's talk about inners. Inners. I feel sorry for any other women, girls in Melbourne named Inners because she is ruining it for everyone. Oh. What
inners,
a piece of work.
Ever going to shut up.
This girl, I don't know, you know, you watch these reality shows and you see these people and then we hear post-show in their interviews how they've been
edited badly,
they're not really like that. But she is functioning in the world as this nasty piece of work. I don't know where do these people come from? Where are their parents? Anyway, No, seriously.
Innes, if your parents are listening.
If that was my daughter, I'd be mortified. How could I have created that? She is nasty. And poor Bronson, this guy who from the get-go, I mean, she's criticised him on meeting him, you know, told him he's got an inbred appearance. She hates his eyebrow ring. Oh. Couldn't get over the fact that he'd been a stripper. I mean, he's a successful entrepreneur who's made something good of him.
Wait till she finds out he's like looted.
Bronson, I hope he's doing really well out in the real world now, because he would. See, girls would love him.
Well, I feel sorry for him.
So you don't think they're together?
Spoiler.
People are watching the show.
Can we just hear her last night? They were on a boat, and her behaviour was nothing short of disgraceful.
I've got to say, as a human, you are a horrible person.
Get me off the boat. Get me off the boat. Yeah, I don't give a get me off the boat. Shut the up. When I say don't speak, shut the up. I'm stressed. Shut the up.
That's fine. Be
stupid.
I can see why you're single, eh?
Bronson.
Well done, Bronson.
Shots fired.
I mean, he's married to it, but besides that.
You see why you're single, hey? That's
pretty. Do you know what I liked about him too? And well done to Bronson. When somebody escalates like that, I feel like it's like a fight with my mum and I. The minute one of us goes up, you just keep going up and up and up and then you're screaming.
Right.
But she was going berserk. And how measured was measured? He?
Is that
he's
what,
a good egg.
Is Pearl measured?
No, well, see, she starts the yelling, but she then thinks I'm like, I'm doing it to match you because you go up to match someone.
She'd win, though.
Oh, I'll give her a run for her money. I'm getting better at it. I've learned how to stand up for myself.
Did Bronson push her out of the boat?
He's a really well-mannered guy. I like him. He's got a good way about him.
Just the hip and shoulder.
But, for all intents and purposes, despite the fact that it's a reality television show, they're on honeymoon.
Wouldn't have thought so, Fev.
Now, we're going to ask a question because that's a massive blow-up on their honeymoon, essentially. I'm going to need a little jingle, Byron.
Oh, this is a perfect...
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Oh boy, you're not going to ask. This is so narrow. I think I know what you're going to ask.
Have you pushed anyone overboard?
No.
One caller. Did you break up on your honeymoon?
Jeez, I almost did.
Yeah, but
didn't you lose all Alex's suitcases? Yeah. Forget the passports and
No, but
Innes was Alex.
And you were Bronson.
No, I didn't say a word.
Done. So we mean done.
Well, I mean,
like finished. Okay, the relationship's over.
Well, no. Why are you being so specific? Did you break up on honeymoon?
Stop trying to
If you got back together, it's not gonna ruin the segment.
Can you Innes him?
Did you break up?
Did you break up on honeymoon?
That's all we want, Byron.
We'll go your separate ways. And then say, let's just enjoy this holiday, but we are done.
We only need one caller. 13, that's perfect. 13, 10, 60. We only need one caller that broke up on their honeymoon. Let's see
Where
how we go,
guys.
Byron? Fingers crossed. It was in Fiji, actually. Yeah,
how
it was
did
a very,
go?
Very, short lived, very short-lived marriage. It's 12 past 7.
You go there because it's cheap.
Okay, whoa.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Okay, now we've asked the question, did you break up on honeymoon? This is on the back of Married at First Sight last night. Innes has gone nuts. Poor Bronson. I mean, they're clearly not together. If they're doing interview rounds at any stage and they're sitting together and we're supposed to believe that is not
happening.
They are not together.
They're done.
But in the real world, have you, because a lot of people know leading up to a wedding, oh, I've got cold feet, I don't think this is going to work. Once you get the wedding over and all your families are appeased, then you get in the honeymoon and sometimes that's when you break up.
Oh.
Now, I can't believe this, Byron,
We got one!
You've broken up on honeymoon.
Shell in Brighton. Hi, Shell.
Hi.
Shell, did you break up? Did you separate on your honeymoon?
Yes. It's a terrible story. We were late for our plane and we missed our plane. And then when they booked us on again. They said, you're together, but you're separated.
Oh. I see what's happened there, Fief. That's what we would call a technicality. We can't
accept when the lady at the counter or the guy at the counter says, I'm sorry, you've been separated.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Thank you, Shirley. So that
depends how the honeymoon had gone, Fee. You might want to be separated for a little bit.
You're right.
You spend a lot of time together.
Ooh.
A lot of, your mama sure does like education, boy.
What does that mean? I know it's a Forrest Gump.
Just pulled it up for no reason.
But what does it mean?
Okay, here we go.
What's happening?
Okay, hang on.
Thankfully.
We got one!
This one I don't think will be a technicality. Really, we're more excited. Confident on this one.
Craig in Taylor's Hill, were you actually separated? Did you break up on your honeymoon?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Yes.
Tell us what happened.
We're going out for a couple of years, and a couple of weeks before the wedding, I started seeing a different side to her, getting angry over silly things and stuff like that. And I thought, God, do I really want to put up with this for the rest of my life? Anyway, we got married, and we got a 5-star trip to Bali for our
Bali Bible.
Great.
Yeah. So a week after the wedding, we went to Bali, and she was still like, oh, God, mate, she's angry all the time. Nah. As soon as I got back from the honeymoon, got home, packed all my stuff. But listen, it's not going to work. I'm going. So I packed this stuff and I moved to Queensland for a couple of years.
Wow. And Craig, how did she take that? I mean, you said she had some anger issues. How did she handle that one?
Nearly burnt my house down. But
okay. That's
technically, they didn't break up on the honeymoon.
Well, no, I'll pay it because Craig knew on the honeymoon. In his mind, they broke
married.
Up. Yeah, but he was scared of
her. Oh, come on.
No, we'll allow.
We get it, Craig.
That has passed.
Hey, are you remarried now? Have you found love?
Well, let me tell you, about 2 years later, she came back up to Queensland to try and sort things out.
Yeah.
She had nowhere to live, so I let her live with me for a couple of months. And in that couple of months, she got pregnant.
Yep.
So I thought,
do you want to come get the snip with me tomorrow?
Nah. I should have come and got the snip. So I went back to Melbourne. We had the child, and then we had another one, and as soon as we had the second one, I said, can't do it.
Okay, boys.
Hey, but you know what the positive is, Craig? You got two beautiful kids.
That's right, and they're still with me now.
Oh, there you
go. Well, that's a beautiful story. It was an interesting twist there at the end.
But I feel for Craig. Like, he knew it was wrong, and he distanced himself.
Yes.
She chased him.
He's a catch, and a great dad, I'm sure.
She's a storm chaser.
Okay.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, Fev, you're watching I'm a Celeb.
Yes.
I was shocked to find that a very popular US soap star, Catherine Kelly Lang, was voted out after 1 week.
Yeah, she's very upset too, but I am watching Epoxy. I quite enjoy it, even though I find it, the eating tasks and stuff, when I'm watching, but when I was there, it's totally different. And I reckon the cast is great. It's going really well. They've shortened it this year to only 4 weeks instead of, I was in there for 48 days or 49 days. Mm. Obviously did a lot harder.
See, I love
good
Catherine.
Shane was my vote.
I love her. Yeah, and I've always loved her. Well, we do know her well. I was such a fan. I grew up loving her, watching Bold since I was a kid, because she's been on the show for about 32 years.
Yes. And I said to you yesterday, because she got voted out, you're on the project and you get to interview her.
Yeah, so we were chatting with her last night, and Pete reminded, because we've since become mates, Pete reminded her of the time that I agreed to do a triathlon with her, but I backed out at the last minute.
Here at a desk tonight, we got you a Fifi Box, who we believe is a good friend of yours, who left you high and dry when you were both committed to do a triathlon together, and you were betrayed.
Yeah. I'm still training, Catherine.
Fifi,
I'm still
how could you do that?
Oh, my God.
I wanted to be friends so badly.
And that's the key to this. See, I'm going to take you back in time. I've loved her. I feel like my whole life. Like when I was at mum, I grew. You know, when I was at school, like primary school, even kinder. I think I started watching Bold and the Beautiful, and she was only about 18 at the time, and she has since continued on the show. And I got the opportunity to interview her a few years ago. And I was like mad stalker fan, like really. But Catherine is such a sweet, genuine person. She really is. There's no
Very
Hollywood.
Nice.
There's no, you know, LA about her. She's just a really nice person. And I thought, like, you know, when you think sometimes, we'd be like best friends.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like you'd be a really good friend. So I knew she was into triathlons. So I thought my in with her was to pretend that I was into triathlons too. So that's how we got talking, and I was over in LA. We caught up. We went and had lunch together, and we'd planned out we'd do this triathlon together. Like, I'm just lying the whole time. And she and her partner, they found a triathlon that we could both do in New South Wales. So they flew to Australia to do this triathlon. I was getting emails from the company that run the triathlon. And she called to go, how are you going? And I found an industry.
Busy.
But you know, it's like, and this is in a friendship, but it's like in relationships. I've got a girlfriend who, she met a guy over summer and she went to the test with him. Now,
cricket.
Now, she hates cricket.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone and she's sat through about 3 days of the test. Oh,
good effort.
And she's, that's hard work.
She must like him.
No. Well, she likes him. She hates it and she's hated it. But he, when he's introducing her to mates, he's like, I've met my dream girl. Like, she loves cricket. And I'm even saying to her, you're going to get busted. Like, it's luring somebody in with a false premise.
Oh.
Like, when, you know, and 13, 10, 60, if there's anyone out there that's done this, either in a friendship like me or maybe in a relationship, you've pretended to like something just so you've impressed that person.
It's a rough start to a relationship. I mean, you're building it on a lie.
I pretend to like makeup a lot with Alex. She talks about makeup all the time. And I'm like, yeah, hon, yeah. It's in one ear out the other. But I pretend to like it to show that I'm interested.
That's so true. You were asking me yesterday what primer and foundation was. I'm like, how? Yeah. You are married to Melbourne's makeup queen and you don't really know what primer is.
She is
getting a lot of traction there in my room.
But
see, Byron lies a lot to his Insta model girls. Says he loves protein balls and loves the gym.
I think he's over that phase.
Are you over that?
With the protein ball phase?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's got nothing to do with this topic.
You do lots of posts, though, that you're at the gym.
Oh, my
legs. You were doing lots of crunches yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm fit.
But aren't you luring them in?
You're fishing.
Really fit. Oh, wow. I'm interested in fitness. If I was pretending I wasn't.
Then why don't you do something about it?
But that would be perfect for the topic if I was pretending I wasn't interested and then.
Yeah, do you know what I want to hear from? I want to hear from people who did pretend, and then what happens down the track.
Yes.
I remember, actually, there was a guy I really liked, and he was super fit into sport.
Yeah.
And I remember he came to visit me, and I put my runners.
You put out?
I hung, like, my gym gear over the chair in the lounge room and had my, like, runners, and as if I'd just gone for a run.
That's brilliant.
I did that deliberately so he'd go, ooh, she's really into it.
Give us a call, 13.
And I want to hear about when they found out you weren't, because how long can you keep up the charade? Like, Catherine Kelly Lang now knows I don't run triathlons.
Correct.
And your friendship falls over.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. The calls are already coming through.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Did you pretend to like something to get a guy, a girl, maybe a friend? I pretended to like triathlons and I agreed to run a triathlon with Bold and the Beautiful star Catherine Kelly Lang. And that was the basis of our friendship. And now she's stuck with me as a mate. And I am not running triathlons.
Oh, you're stuck with her.
Melanie in Safety Beach.
No, she's brilliant. What are you talking about?
Hi, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Mel. In the early days of a relationship, were you pretending to be someone you're not?
Well, when I got with my partner, he is obsessed with rugby, the NRL. And I just went along with it, pretended to enjoy it, and then 8 years later, we actually go to games together now. I actually really enjoy it.
There we go.
Oh, so that's
bit of Melbourne Storm.
Well, that's worked. That's you enjoy it. I mean, that's good. That's that worked out
in my favour.
Mm.
That's great. So she's pretended, but it's like you, Fief, suddenly loving triathlons.
Very unlikely.
Okay, just checking.
Sarah in Ocean Grove.
So many areas.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Yes, Sarah. Have you perhaps fooled the person that you were keen on to get across the line?
I don't know if I totally fooled. I think I caved halfway through. But when I first met my now husband, I tried to impress him and be this chick that was really into high adrenaline sort of activities. And I said all this sort of stuff and really pumped myself up. And he ended up, for my first birthday when we were together, he bought me skydiving tickets. And I had to jump out of a plane. And about halfway through getting prepped, I was just in tears. And so I think the jig was up. But I think he kind of knew. But I went through with it. But I tell you what, it was the hardest day of my life.
Wow. That's commitment.
I've never liked anyone that much.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Snip Club, Snip Club. Time for Snip Club. Don't want to know the kid, so it's time to get it done. Snip Club, Snip Club. Join the Snip Club. Don't want to have another son.
Wow.
Didn't even have one.
Four daughters.
One more sleep, Fev. You who are the you're the front man for Snip Club. You are joined by men from Melbourne who have made that decision to have the snip. No. Every man has made that decision, but actually booking the appointment and walking into the clinic is quite confronting and a bit daunting. So the fact that you are doing this together as a group of men, but you're all going to hold meet out the front, hold hands, support each other, go in. I think it's a wonderful thing. Now, what we don't know is a lot about the procedure.
I don't know anything about it.
The man himself, Melbourne's very own Dr. Snip, on the line. Snip? Hi, Dr. Snip.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Dr. Snip. Now, look, Fev's got 24 hours, and so do the other guys that are joining him in Snip Club. Fev, have you got any last-minute questions that you want to know from Dr. Snip?
Mr. Snip.
It's Dr. Snip.
It's a doctor. He paid for that diploma. That's important.
Do I have to fast?
No. Come as you are.
Can I have alcohol
have
in my
breakfast?
System?
You can have alcohol in your system. Okay. Hopefully not too much, though.
Now, I need a Do I need a...
Sorry, I've
what
got
are you
questions.
Asking questions for?
Who's getting the snip?
I'm the one getting the snip. I'm
I
want to
ask you about
nervous.
The stirrups. Snip, so can you talk us through? You're going to walk Fev in to the room where he'll have the procedure done. Now, does he sit down, lie down? Are there stirrups involved?
No stirrups.
Well, if he's got no questions, he can just lie straight down, no stirrups. But if he's got questions, we sit down and have a chat and run through any last-minute concerns or questions he might have.
Do you have to do a little bit of
manscaping,
or is it all right for...
Well, if you want the nurse to fix it up, you don't do any manscaping. But no, we do prefer when you do a bit of manscaping, especially down the front.
The nurse would have to do that for you.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want that.
So do it yourself before.
I'll do it myself.
Get there just to...
Now, this is a serious question. Do you go in loaded or do you go in not
empty?
Empty.
No one's ever asked me that before, Fev. It doesn't really matter. It makes difference at all.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You're not making a don't know.
And our doctor
no, but I didn't know whether different. They put the... I don't know what they do, Byron.
Right. No, fair enough.
It's clogged up in there at the
okay.
moment.
Okay. Jeez.
Well, I know.
Safe place. I think it's meriting the question.
Sure.
Dr. Snip, another question that I've got. So he's not going under general anaesthetic, so it'll be local anaesthetic. Will he be watching the procedure, or you prefer he lay back and didn't watch you? And will he have the green whistle that he wants to blow on?
Look, 99% of guys lie back and just listen to me rave on or talk, and we just chat away. But if he wants to prop himself up and look, that's fine. If he wants,
I want the whistle.
To take pictures, or you want the nurse to take pictures, that's fine.
Pictures? Well. Get the nurse to take pictures and pop
pictures.
Them online.
Fifi Fair Byron on Instagram.
No, I don't think there'll be any pictures.
On.
I love you got the green whistle, don't you, Dr. Snip?
We do have the green whistle in case if you really need it.
Yeah,
look,
No, don't tell
you've
me
had
what
worse
I,
than that.
No, I need it. It's either that or you're knocking me out. I'm really nervous, Fifi.
I know you are.
That's the first time I've called you Fifi. That's how nervous I am.
This is your last chance to get any info.
Now, do you need me to bottle any up just in case?
No, definitely don't need you to bottle any up in case, no. We just need you to do a test in about 12 weeks' time.
What, to see if it worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. How do I test that?
Dr. Snip will do that for you.
Okay, thank you so much to Dr. Snip. Tomorrow, obviously...
You don't need to do Byron tomorrow because he's too old.
Well, that's outrageous.
You're never too old for a vasectomy.
No.
Oh, you're never too old?
You're never too old.
You can get one then, Byron.
I'm thinking about coming in, but if there's any doubt, you shouldn't come in, right, Dr. Snip? I mean, you need to be 100%.
And how long...
Yeah, you need to be... You've got to think that this is the end of the road.
This is the end of the road. How long does it take?
Hopefully 6 to 10 minutes.
Jeez.
Oh, that's quick.
Wow, that's quick, isn't it?
I've done two this morning, and Paul
You've done
and
two this morning.
Darren, two and Paul and Darren send their regards, and both of them said that it was better than they were expecting.
Okay, one last serious question: how is afterwards painful, swelling? What do you do?
Okay, you don't need to put ice on. That's only if you get the old-fashioned way under general anaesthetic.
Yep.
I mean, basically, most guys can go back to work, you know, the same day if they've got an office job, or a couple of days off if they've got a heavy physical job.
Oh, not so, you won't need days off.
So that means that couple. Thank you, Dr. Snip. Couple of days off.
Oh, no, that's a terrible result for the team.
You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you
must snip it. Come join Fib and have some fun. So straight after the show tomorrow, we will head out to Dr. Snip with members of Fev's Snip Club. It is happening tomorrow.
And then we get Friday off.
Well, if our boss is listening, I'm not sure about that.
Well, he just said a heavy-duty job. No, I'm carrying this the last 2 years.
The Fox. 1019.
The Fox. We love to help on this show. We like to use our microphones for good. And if there's someone in need and we can help them, we get on it. Now, the person who needs our help in question is, in fact, a Russian man who's in Bali at the moment. He put a post on Facebook which has gone viral because he met a woman, fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the waterfalls. He fell in love with her very quickly. They were separated.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Oh, TCL dear. Said it best.
Okay. Yeah, TLC.
He was there with his friends. He describes this woman as very beautiful with dark hair.
Is it a mermaid?
Not very tall. She had glasses on and a cute smile. Anyway, the water level in the river began to rise at the waterfall and they were separated. He lost her. So he didn't get her name and her phone number, but he knows she's Australian. So we thought if she's in Melbourne or if any of her friends are listening, we would get now the guy, this very attractive, because I've got a photo of him here, the Russian man in question. His name is Archini Frolov, and we've got Archini all the way from Bali on the line. Hi, Archini.
Hey.
Archini, now you have met an Australian woman. She may be in Melbourne. You fell in love, and you would like to find her.
It's right.
So what do you mean, fell in love? Like you just said
love
they didn't
meet.
Love
at first sight. Oh. No, they had a quick chat.
He was at a waterfall. You at a waterfall?
Yeah, I was in waterfall.
Were you okay? Like, were you? Is there real? Like, was there a real person standing there?
Sorry again.
Okay, he met a girl. I'll just actually just wait 1 second. He met a girl briefly. They were separated. He just wants to find her again. Like meeting someone on a train and they get off.
You can't. There's this thing is love at first sight. There is such thing as this, Brendan.
Yeah.
Archie,
not very romantic.
She obviously had a big impact on you. What did you talk about? What did you fall in love with so quickly?
Archie, are you there, mate? Or
he's gone blank.
Archie.
Appear to have lost Archie.
You know, I was about to tell Archie that I was in Bali a few weeks ago.
Sorry, I have a problem with connection.
Oh, that's okay. We got you back.
Please. Oh, good.
Archini, we're going to find her for you if she's in Melbourne. Can you tell us any more about her? We'll keep looking.
You got your international speech on.
Okay. She was not too high. I think around 170 centimeters.
Okay.
She's quite tall.
I think so. She was really beautiful. She has a dark hair. Quite a smile. She used glasses for looking.
Right.
Oh, she needed glasses, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
You don't know what part of Australia she's from?
They didn't talk, Boxy.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
How do you know she was Australian?
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
How do you know she was Australian?
Don't speak in that accent.
Because I asked her.
Oh, you ask her. Okay.
Yeah.
Archini, I mean, I was in Bali a couple of weeks ago. Have you been to Water Bomb Park? Because I was there.
No. I think it was a natural waterfall. Now, that's a water park.
Don't think we're rushing around to do this, are we?
This is good. If we can't find Archini, we'll put a photo of you on our social media and we'll try and look for her for you. And if not, we might find you another Australian girl.
And I think we can.
How long are you in Bali?
I need that one.
We'll get you this one. How long are you in Bali?
What?
Hey, mate, I've seen a picture of you, bro. Just go to Finn's nightclub. You should be sweet.
There we go. 1019 The Fox.
Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
I tell you what, the list of incorrect guesses is growing at fox.com.au, which means we are getting closer. It could even be this morning. There's tension in the air here. $50,000.
Oh, come on. We've got to be getting closer, Melbourne. Bianca in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Bianca.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Do you want to hear the sound again?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Bianca, what do you believe that sound is for $50,000?
I think you guys are on the money, and I thought it wasn't in the list, but the card being dealt on the solitaire computer game.
Oh, good.
Hallelujah.
Bianca, finally someone's guessed it.
Because we're convinced it's what it is.
I want to cut it.
No one's ever officially guessed it.
Leon's got his poker face on, quite apt in this situation, talking about a card game. Poker.
Oh, solitaire, yeah.
Leon, what do you think about Bianca's guess?
Finally, someone's guessed your guys' guess, so I can tell you it's not the secret sound.
Oh, I was
knew it. See, I knew it.
I thought it was.
Close?
That's okay. At least it'll stop playing on my mind now.
Yeah, I still think it is. I think Leon's lying.
Well, no, they can't lie. It's $50,000 on the line.
Okay. Oh. Good guess,
though,
Bianca.
It does sound like it. Is it some sort of card game, though, going down, Leon?
Oh, yeah, like he's going to go, yeah.
Like you didn't go in. But that was the first time you didn't go into detail. Like, or is it solitaire? Because usually you'd say that.
I think he's cross because you put a sticker on his back.
Wow.
Which is a schoolyard prank.
Yeah. Kirsty from Leopold. Hi, Kirst.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. You've called through. You obviously think you know what the secret sound is. Let's have a listen. Curse for 50,000. What is that?
Oh, please. Oh, please. Our guess is it's putting up an umbrella when it clicks into place.
Oh, nice.
Putting up an umbrella.
It's definitely clicky, Leon.
An umbrella from Bunnings or...?
Well, I don't think it's just say where it was purchased.
I haven't heard that too much lately, but it would be nice to hear more. If you're in Townsville, you'd hear it a lot.
That's a good point on rainfall.
Very, 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 very good.
Our friends in North Queensland.
Kirsty, have you got an umbrella?
Oh, dear.
I do.
You'll need it today because a lot of rain, but it's not the secret sound.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
That's worked some gearing.
Never mind. I'll blame my husband.
Yeah, no, Kirsty, blame Leon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Well done,
thanks for guessing.
Can I just talk to Leon? When are we going to start getting clues?
Can we give a clue every other bloody station around Australia?
It's dragging out. We want a clue.
Maybe Friday? Friday or Monday, I'm not
Mate,
sure.
Mate, Sydney's given a clue. Perth's given a clue.
Why don't you move to Sydney?
Huh? Why don't I move to Sydney?
Leon just asked Feb to leave.
Are other stations doing this? I thought we owned it.
I think some around the country might be, but that's...
I've been saying exclusively on the Fox.
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, it's same thing.
Okay.
Well, still.
We've got
Either
two
way,
names, remember?
Let's not confuse things. $50,000. We're getting closer.
Oh
people
God.
Are guessing.
Foxy's put lipstick on. Oh, my God.
No, I've made a mistake. I just wanted a neutral lipstick, and I've put in this candy pop. It's like outrageous.
It's amazing.
It's
anyway,
too much.
It looks great. We might put a picture of that up on the Instagram.
So could you go to the websites from other states and see what all their guesses are?
I don't know if it's the same sound.
It'd be a different sound.
Just focus on Fox FM Melbourne, please.
Well I just heard Grant Denyer.
Okay.
Sydney, everything.
101.9 The Fox.
You're a bit tired today, Feb. Let's talk about what happened last night.
Just before I get there, Boxing, interesting that you take someone else's side and not mine. That's an interesting decision. But anyway, we'll get to the story. Interesting stuff. Anyway, guys, I did allude to earlier for the guys that weren't listening just after 6 that I'm very tired, a late night.
Yeah, you did.
Got home at about 1:45 this morning. I got a phone call last night. So my daughter Lenny is on camp.
And year 7.
Just down past Anglesey, year 7 camp. She's new to the school. Year 7, big change. Got a call from the teacher. I was just about to jump in bed and Dermot had just been voted off. Celebrity getting out of here. And I had little Tobes and I was trying to get her to sleep. And the school would ring and said that an ambulance had been called to Lenny's campsite.
Did they start with that?
No.
Good.
I'm just trying to. Because I've got 15 minutes and my Uber Eats is about 2 minutes away.
Well, let's not worry about your Uber Eats. Yeah. Let's stay focused.
Don't even you worry about butting into my conversation over here. It's me and Boxy.
Okay, well, I'm here as well.
Anyway, she had a little bit of a panic attack and she went numb and her hands went numb. Her lips, she couldn't move. She was like paralyzed. The ambulance come. I'm not quite sure. She just felt sick and passed out. I think she was hot. And once an ambulance is called, I think you've got to go pick him up. So I looked at Schnooksy, Alex, and said, she said, "You're going." And I go, "Yeah, cool." So anyway, I went down Great Ocean Road, picked her up, and I thought on the way down, I'm like, how can I say this on radio without embarrassing Lenny because it's a new day? But I'm like, nah, great content.
Can't help having a panic attack.
No, you can't help having a panic attack. And I thought to myself, 131060, what did you have to do to pick your kids up? Like what happened to them? Like did they fall down a cliff? Did they break an arm?
Whoa,
did they
kicked
out of camp?
Well, particularly camps, like being picked up from school camps.
My dad, in Jason's year 7, my brother, he got in trouble on camp and he had to drive 2.5 hours to go pick him up because he got kicked off camp.
What did he do?
They were up in a cliff and something happened.
Oh, well, that sounds quite serious.
I was one of those kids that when sleepovers started, like when I was about 8 or 9, I started sleeping over. I just got so scared that mum or dad always had to pick me up. The parent would always call them and go, Fee's having a freak out. You need to come and pick her up.
Sure.
So my parents were always picking me up.
Yes.
Just didn't like sleepovers.
And the poor thing, it literally broke my heart. When I drove into the camp, the teacher was there with his torchlight and I'm on this camp and I walk up and Lenny's sitting there with all the other teachers with all their bag packed and she just grabbed me and cuddled me. It was like a little koala grabbing you and I'm like, oh, my baby.
That's so cute.
Anyway, drove her in because I said, how was the food? You know, was the food good? And she said, just had lettuce. I didn't like the food. So we drove straight into Macca's, got a big chicken meal and she got a cheeseburger and everything was okay.
I mean, if you were
got my
baby
dad, back home.
I'd probably put on a panic attack just so I could have Macca's for dinner.
Give us a call, 131060. We might keep these calls to school camp as a broad area because it's a rich vein of stuff.
I reckon it has to have happened.
Teachers
before.
Often threaten, I'm calling your parents if you don't go to sleep or you continue carrying on.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they have called your parents.
I weed my bed at year 7 camp. Remember I told you that story? Year 7. Yeah, we went to camp.
It was like in grade 3 or something.
No, it was year 7.
Year 7, that's quite,
and then
quite late.
I weed my bed. My bed got carried out because it was all wee in it. And then 4 guys in our camp got sent home for smoking marijuana. That's the difference.
That's extreme, isn't it?
I was weeing beds and they were smoking bombs.
Yeah, wow. Whoa, okay.
131060, the calls are already coming through to the Fox.
1019, the Fox.
Now, we were just talking about poor Lynn Dog. You had to go down and pick her up from school camp.
Yeah, had to travel down late last night and got home early this morning. Struggled to get out of bed, Boxy.
I haven't had much sleep,
but I'm happy now. Lynn's at home. She's feeling better, but had a little bit of a panic attack and just felt really,
the calamari you just had for breakfast.
The calamari just came up.
Can we just talk about what you wolfed
down? Oh, my God. I'm so hungry. It's like, I don't know what's happening to me, Boxy.
You haven't had much sleep, so that stimulates your hunger.
My whole body clock's out of control.
You're okay.
Anyway, she's great. We went up there, but they called an ambulance, and the real downer was, like, we've got private health, but I don't think we've got
ambulance cover.
So it's going to cost us a fortune.
Oh, mate.
Ooh, get ambulance cover.
No, we don't have it.
You should get it.
Yeah. Add that on.
And then the teacher did say to me, do you have ambulance cover? When I got there, too late. The ambulance already been. It's going to cost
me. Did you say, I'm paying school fees?
Oh, no. Surely that covers it.
Surely.
She's only going to hair half the camp.
Now, Megan in Lancefield. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Megan, now, did this happen? Were you on a camp?
Yeah, I was on a camp. I was living in Sweden at the time and we had a trip over to Rome and I got caught drinking after curfew and got put on a plane and sent back to Sweden and poor old mum had to come pick me up.
Jeez. From Australia?
Yeah, no, I was living in Sweden.
Oh, I was going to say,
lived in Sweden,
I thought
too.
It was, well, okay.
Yeah, we're all
over. How old were you?
13.
Whoa,
jeez. did you get good street cred for that?
When in Rome, right?
Yeah, when in Rome.
Hey. No, obviously we can't on air condone any of that. That's ridiculous.
Julie in Eltham. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Julie. Was this you? Did your parents get called to pick you up from camp?
Not me, no. I'm good girl. It was my son. He was on his year 6 camp. Very excited to be attending his last camp of his primary school years. Mm-hmm. As excited as he was, he spent the first night completely picking out on lollies and made himself very sick and I had to drive down to Phillip Island and pick him up.
That is so relatable though. When you get lollies and you've got no parents around to stop you from eating the whole
smash them.
Bag of lollies.
I remember that, Boxy, because they used to say no lollies. So when you'd shove them in your sleeping bag, and then when the lights were out, you'd sit up at the top bunk and you'd smash everything. And you feel, and you can hear the kids, you know, the rattling of the thing.
Yeah.
You got lollies? No.
Thanks for your call, Julie.
Alana in Sky. Alana, what did you? Hi, you had to go pick up your son.
Yes, I had to pick him up from Melbourne Airport because we had to pay for the one flight back from Uluru. Oh, no. He went on Central Australia Camp and decided to do a nudie run right to camp.
What a legend. He should have got that for free.
Yeah, so we had to book the only flight back.
Like deep down, you would have been, you can't do that, but were you a little bit proud?
I know it was a little bit funny, but, I mean, we had to pay for the flight back.
Yeah,
so.
That's nice.
That's
another flight.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a shame.
I know, but God.
I know you'd be very proud if one of your kids did a nudie run
it's
around.
It's a good effort.
There we go. Congratulations to everyone involved. Alana from Sky, thank you for that call. We are out of here. Tomorrow's a huge one, obviously, for everyone involved in Fev Snip Club.
Snip Club, Snip Club. One more sleep, Fev, and you are getting a snip.
No more future kids to pick up from school camps.
Thanks, Boxy.
There we go. And thanks for organising it.
She's so excited about this.
Well, she organised it for you, so it's very kind of her, I thought.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster with a 5% deposit. Say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.